Historical examples show government intervention only prolongs economic downturns.
World without disease, starvation, violence, and suffering is the ultimate destination of humanity. Getting there will require voters to base their decisions on statistical cost-benefit analyses. The power of numbers can make utopia a reality. Think by numbers, because numbers don't lie.
If you go out to our website, thinkbynumbers.org, you will see a link to a study by the Federal Reserve. Now, this study examines the effects of government intervention and the absence thereof in two similar financial crises which occurred simultaneously in Chile and in Mexico. Chile liquidated the insolvent banks and instituted a new regulatory system to prevent future abuses. Mexico nationalized the entire banking system, keeping the insolvent banks on life support at the expense of the taxpayer. And if you're listening to this on a portable device, or if you go out to our website at thinkbynumbers.org, you will see this chart, which shows Chile, which of course got rid of the banks and put in a new regulatory system to prevent future abuses. Yeah, their numbers go right through the roof. Mexico pretty much went down and almost up to where they started. You see, the lesson is clear. If the government subsidizes bad behavior, you get more of it. If the government taxes good behavior, you get less of it. Yet that is exactly what we're doing. We're taxing successful, competently run businesses to subsidize irresponsible, poorly run businesses. And until we realize this simple fact, the previous trend of increased productivity and standards of living will only be a memory. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making yourself a more educated citizen. Go to thinkbynumbers.org for links, infographics, and more information. And don't believe everything you think.